Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Oh, bless the Lord. Let's sing it again. Number 12 in our hymn book, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Number 12, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Every time we sing that song, we have something more to be thankful for and to thank God for his faithfulness since the last time we sung it. Isn't that true? I think of that. Last time I sang that song, I was thanking God for his faithfulness up to that point. And then so many things happened since then. And he's still faithful. And he still provides. And so now I'm thanking him for those things too. And it'll always be that way. Every time I sing the song, I'll be thanking him for more and more and more. Praise God. Amen. Let's do that right now. Let's thank him for his faithfulness to us, even in these days that we've been here. The short time that we've been here, God has been meeting us and speaking to us and working in us. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you are absolutely dependable. We thank you, Lord, that you're faithful. Yes. We thank you, Lord, that we can stand upon your word and know that you are true. And Jesus, we just want to thank you. We don't want to proceed without acknowledging your goodness to us already, Lord. And in that way, we make more room for you to come to us and show your goodness to us in other ways. Thank you for bringing these young ladies and these children up to camp. We thank you for what you're doing for them, Lord. Right from the start, we believe that you're meeting them, you're speaking to them, you're making their hearts tender and opening their hearts to the wonderful things that you have in store for them. Lord, we believe you're going to save souls and you're going to fill with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray, we believe you're going to heal broken hearts. And Lord, we pray that you're going to touch bodies as well. And so, Lord, we're thanking you ahead of time for your goodness and for your promises, Lord, which are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Bless down in the village tonight. Bless down in the cottage, Lord, as they gather with the children. Lord, we pray that your presence will be especially near. We pray that each one will recognize that Jesus is right there. Lord, let them feel his love. Let them experience his touch, we pray. And Lord, we pray that as the word of God is ministered in one way or another, we pray that that word will go right into their hearts. And Lord, that those seeds will take root and bring forth fruit in each and every one of them, Lord. We believe that the work that you do for us at camp is not just for camp, but Lord, that you begin something in our lives that you will continue to cause to grow and develop and mature as we go home and continue to seek you, Lord. We pray most of all that you'll put desire in our hearts for you, Jesus. Lord, let that desire be like a magnet that constantly draws us to prayer, draws us to the Word of God, draws us to getting alone with you, Lord, draws us to the house of God. Jesus, oh Lord, go before us, we pray, and make a way for all of us to continue to follow you more closely than we have up till now. Oh, cover this camp with your blood, Lord. Let your presence hover over this place night and day. And Lord, help us to live in a way that honors your presence and welcomes you to come and move among us, Lord. Bless our meeting tonight. Lord, you know what you want for us. And Lord, we thank you for each one present. We believe we're all here by your appointment. And Lord, we pray that you'll use those whom you desire to and help all of us to be in faith and praising you and just at your disposal. And we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I trust you had a good day. We had lovely weather today, a little warm, but could be worse. That's always a good way of looking at it. It's like my leg. My left leg's been hurting me the last couple of months. And so I'm thanking God for my right leg. And could be worse. They could both be hurting me. So it depends on how you look at it, right? But it's always something to be thankful for. And sometimes you have to look a little bit, but you'll find it. And then you praise him, and everything goes better. Thank the Lord. Let's also sing that lovely song that they were playing for us before. It's in the white book. He giveth more grace. His love has no limit. That's number 64, I believe. 68. Okay. Thank you. I mixed that up with the other one I like. 68 in the white book.
He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To add an affliction, he added his mercy. To multiply trials, his multiply.
To what our sister Eileen shared with us. I remember one time the devil was trying to scare me. He didn't appear at the foot of my bed, but he put thoughts in my head that were a little bit concerning. I was in a situation and I was looking to God to give me grace to get through this trial and wisdom as to how to deal with things. And then the enemy began to put different scenarios in my head. well, what if this happens, right? Because this can go wrong. And I thought about that. Well, what if that happens? And then the thought came to me, well, God will give me grace to deal with that. So then the devil tried to come up with another scenario, even worse than that one. Well, what if that happens? And then the thought came to me, well, God has grace for that one too. And you know, there was nothing the devil could put into my mind that God would not have sufficient grace for me to deal with. And so after a while, he stopped bothering me about that. Because God's grace is sufficient for whatever trial, whatever may come our way. We don't have to fear the future, because the future is as bright as the grace of God. Praise God. And so we do need to learn to take that grace and believe in that grace and thank God for it. Praise God. And when you're tempted to fear, if this should happen or if that should happen, if things look dark and clouds begin to gather, well, you look up and you look past the clouds and you praise God for his wonderful grace that is right there for you in Christ Jesus. And you draw close to the Lord and you find that he enables you to get through anything. Praise God. You know, we would like to have heaven here on earth, but God didn't promise heaven to us yet. We're going to have trials. We're going to have problems. We're going to have things to deal with. Oh, there'll come a day when all that will be over. And isn't that wonderful that that's part of God's salvation? It's part of his plan of salvation for us. We haven't experienced that part yet. But one day we'll be in heaven, and there'll be no more sickness and no more pain, sorrow, tears, separation. And we would like that to happen right now. But the Lord says, no, not yet. You have to wait. But while you wait, trust me, I'll be with you. I'll help you. I'll meet you. I'll fill you with my grace. Praise God. And so we'd be foolish not to reach out and lay hold of all the help that God has for us. Praise God. Let's sing that song that we begun. All that I need, he will always be. I haven't sung that in a while. I don't even know if I know the title. That's why we have Brother Paul. That's it. That's why we have Brother Cecil. Okay. By the way, it's so nice to see Caitlin. Did you drive your dad up today, or he drove you? He drove you. And our Pastor Gary Petrillo is brought his son. Where is he? There he is. And another Gary. And they joined the staff, and we're so happy that they're going to serve here at camp. We know them a little bit from home, and they're going to be a great blessing here. And we trust God will bless them as well. Is there anybody else that's come up today? No? Okay. Good. I ask Brother Gary to feel free to share with us as whatever the Lord may put upon his heart. And so somewhere along the way, I'm sure we'll hear from him. He just returned. I don't know that we'll hear about this, but he just returned from a mission trip with his family, right? To the Dominican Republic. 11 days were you there?
9 days.
Felt like 11, right? No, maybe. Okay. And so we're glad to hear what God is doing and get behind one another and support the work that God is doing in our lives. Praise God. So what page was that, by the way?
310.
Thank you. 310.
Is all I need.
Jesus is all I need. Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I take you now for all that I need, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Maybe there are others that have a testimony, something they want to share. Feel free.